Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
OG Anunoby has finally come back for the New York Knicks. And I gotta say, his return for the Knicks looked absolutely phenomenal. But his return also marked something else for the Knicks. A major shift, a major change in the rotation. And I'm talking about with the minutes. OG Anunoby played 29 minutes in his return for the Knicks. You gotta only think, as the games go by, he's gonna play increased minutes. That means the minutes for the rest of the team is going to start to shift. We're going to break down exactly what's happening for the Knicks, if it's a good thing or a bad thing, and what this could mean for the Knicks moving forward as we head into the postseason. All of this and so much more today. If you're not already subscribed to the channel, go ahead and hit that subscribe button now and make sure you have notifications turned on so you don't miss a second of the new content. And now, let's get started. The New York Knicks minutes distribution will change significantly now that OG Anunoby has returned to the rotation. And I'm not surprised by this. We all knew this was going to happen. There was no way we were going to allow all of these role players to continue playing 40 plus minutes a night as soon as OG Anunoby was available and he was cleared to return. And I knew as soon as he was cleared to return, Tom Thibodeau was going to play him as many minutes as he could possibly play him. And I think OG Anunoby had some type of minute cap because he played only 29 minutes. He probably could have played more, but it's likely Tom Thibodeau knew he could only play 30 minutes or a little bit less than that. So he played him 29 minutes. And here was the result against the Philadelphia 76ers. As you can see, massive blowout victory for the Knicks, 106-79. 79 points. The New York Knicks have held a team again to under 80 points. One time it wasn't a win, another time it wasn't a loss, and again now it's in a win against the Philadelphia 76ers, a legit playoff team who got back Tyrese Maxey yesterday. And we're still missing Julius Randle. We're still missing Mitchell Robinson, so we still have key players out. But let's take a look at the minutes distribution and see how Tom Thibodeau spread it out. As you can see here, Josh Hart played 39 minutes. Dante DiVincenzo, 34. Anunoby, 29 minutes. Like I said before, folks, he has to have some type of minutes restriction. There is no way he's only playing 29 minutes unless Tom Thibodeau was specifically told, hey, listen, do not play him over 30. And I think that's exactly what happened. Either way, Anunoby plays 29. Brunson plays 27. Isaiah Hartenstein plays only 20 minutes. It's clear the Achilles is still an issue for him. They're still ramping him up, and they want to do so slowly. And I have no problem with that, especially if Hartenstein's okay with it. If it's going to make sure Hartenstein is fully healthy and ready to go as soon as the playoff comes, I have no issue with him playing 20 minutes here, 25 minutes here, even less than that some nights. Because at the end of the day, it's about the postseason, being ready for that and being fully healthy for that. Off the bench, Precious Achiuwa moves back to the bench. Shout out to Achiuwa, though. Played 24 minutes. McBride, 23 minutes. Bogdanović, 22 minutes. Burks, only 12 minutes. You see where I'm going with this? As we get healthier, as we get deeper, we start to see who Tom Thibodeau is going to likely keep in the rotation and players that are going to fade out and fade away. What player played the least amount of minutes out of all the players that are usually in the rotation? It's not really a spoiler alert because we just reviewed it. It's Alec Burks, 12 minutes. You know what Alec Burks is starting to become? Situational. That's exactly what Shake Milton is like right now. He's situational. At some point, Tom Thibodeau is going to make a choice between those two. Am I going to go with a little bit of Shake, or am I going to go with somebody that I know and I used to trust, but he's let me down over the last couple of games in Alec Burks? Tom Thibodeau is going to have to make that decision. But if we're looking at the minutes and we're looking how it's breaking down, it's pretty clear. The rotation is set, and the odd man out at this point in time seems to be Alec Burks. And once we get Randall back, Mitchell Robinson back, the minutes, the way they're distributed, the way Tom Thibodeau is going to handle them, it's all going to change significantly. We just saw, though, that Josh Hart still played 39 minutes. I'll say this, though. Josh Hart played 39 minutes, likely because OG Anunoby was not available to play more minutes, number one. And number two, Josh Hart was extremely effective while he was on the floor for the New York Knicks. I don't know if you caught it, but 20 points, 19 rebounds, 10 assists on 8 of 16 shooting. Josh Hart is putting up all-star-like numbers. That's all I got to say about that. He is doing things that we have not seen in Knicks history for a very long time. I believe this is the fourth triple-double that he has for the New York Knicks this season. In a single season, I believe he's the sixth Knicks player in Knicks history to do that. That is insane for somebody that a lot of people were criticizing early on in the season, saying that he wasn't worth the money. He wasn't doing what he needed to do. And clearly at that point in time, they did have some type of argument to make. Hart himself was saying he wasn't playing like he needed to, but it's clear he started taking practice seriously, his training seriously, and his workout seriously, because at some point in time, it clicked. And as soon as it clicked for Hart, he started going off and doing everything he needed to do for this Knicks team. And I think he's earned and carved out a lot.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early, so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Large portion of the minutes that he's getting other Tom Thibodeau. But once this Knicks team gets healthy, I don't know if he's going to continue to ride the 39-minute mark. He'll probably go down to around 30 minutes. DiVincenzo, around 30 minutes. Brunson, on average, around 30 minutes. You see where I'm going with this? I think everybody, if Tom Thibodeau can have it his way, is going to play on average 30 minutes if they can. If they need to play more, they'll play more. If they can play less, they'll play less. The problem with playing less is Tom Thibodeau, he has some type of trauma. Josh Hart even said the same after the game last night against Philly. For some reason, Tom Thibodeau has this trauma where he feels like he has to play his starters even when they're up 30 points, 25 points, whatever the case may be. Because Thibodeau continues to preach the fact that no game and no lead is safe because of the three-point shot and the fact that you got to watch out for that. You have to make sure that you put the players in that's going to give you the best shot to win. And oftentimes, it's going to be your starters. I don't like it. I definitely don't think it's the right approach going into the playoffs, especially when you know you need to be as healthy as possible. But I've come to accept the fact that Tom Thibodeau is going to do it. Going back to Josh Hart, though, he did say after the game, there we go. I told you, once OG's back, man, minutes going down, baby. And that was Josh Hart on playing 39 minutes instead of playing 40 minutes. And the crazy part is, if he had played one more extra minute, if Thibs had kept him in for one more extra minute, he probably would have got a 20-20-10 game. But he didn't do that. That's the craziest and funniest thing about the entire part there. It's also pretty scary that Josh Hart almost had a 20-20 game when we had OG Anunoby come back against the 76ers with Tyrese Maxey. That is something to say. But the minutes went down for Precious Achiuwa. We did see that. If you go back and look, he played 24 minutes. A couple of games ago, he was playing 35 minutes, 40 minutes. Not anymore. His minutes clearly took a hit, and that was with OG coming back. And we knew that was going to happen once OG was starting and Precious was coming off of the bench. Once Randle comes back and then Randle's in there, he's going to play even less minutes. And I think we all have to understand that and acknowledge that. We also have to understand that McBride getting 23 minutes basically says to me that McBride is going to be the guard off the bench that Tom Thibodeau trusts. And Burks is likely going to fade out of the rotation. And like I said at the top of this video, become situational like with Shake Milton. And we saw whose minutes got affected the most. Precious Achiuwa. When Randle comes back, that's going to be the same thing again. And it's going to be the same truth. Achua's minutes is likely going to go down. Hart's minutes is likely going to go down. And Hart might be thankful for that because he doesn't have to play 40 plus minutes each and every night. Have to take an ice bath each and every night. He can thank his body maybe a little bit more each and every night that he's not playing 40 plus minutes. He's talked about it and actually complained about the minutes he's been playing for the last couple of weeks. So I'm sure he's thankful that a lot of these guys are coming back, especially OG Anunoby, whose defense has been missed. And as you saw against the Sixers, it was needed because he locked down a lot of players. Tobias Harris, for one of them, he had 2 points. He held Tobias Harris to 2 points. It wasn't only him. The Knicks collectively played him well. But when you hold Harris, they're basically second leading scorer, I think, right after Maxey. When you hold him to 2 points, you're absolutely blowing out the Sixers. And that's what happened. Kudos to the New York Knicks. Shout out to OG Anunoby, who looked great. Shout out to Tom Thibodeau, who knew exactly what he needed to do once he got OG back. The minutes are changing, the game is changing, and a major shift is happening. We all have to be ready for it. I think we all knew it was coming. We all expected it, but we didn't know how soon it was going to happen. Well, you know what? All those questions were answered in just one game. Now we know exactly what to understand and look out for moving forward. OG playing more minutes, the starters coming back and playing heavy minutes, and a lot of these role players playing less minutes, but still being available and still being active. They're going to be locked in and they're going to be focused, waiting to hear their name called by Coach Tom Thibodeau, because they know as soon as they come in, they're going to need to give that same impact they were given before. And I believe in this Knicks team. I think everybody has bought in, and I think that's exactly what they're going to do. If the next man up mentality can be believed when we're out players, then it's absolutely going to happen again once we have our players back. We are deep. We are dangerous. And you saw, we're blowing out teams and we just got OG Anunoby back. What happens when Mitchell Robinson, Julius Randle, and Isaiah Hartenstein are all fully healthy and playing their regular minutes again? It means the New York Knicks are blowing out teams on a regular basis. And if they're doing that and they're gaining chemistry and they're going into the playoffs fully healthy, watch out, league. Watch out, NBA, because this Knicks team is going to surprise a lot of people, make a deep playoff run, and maybe find themselves in the Eastern Conference Finals. Maybe even find themselves in the NBA Finals. This roster, the way they can play, the personnel they have when healthy, anything can happen. But what about you guys? What did you think about OG Anunoby's return and the way Tom Thibodeau adjusted the minutes? Let me know in the comments below, guys, because honestly, I would love to hear from you. But that's going to do it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, go ahead and smash that like button, leave a comment below. And of course, guys, please subscribe to the channel. Until next time, Knicks fans. Peace.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.